ongoing efforts to stabilize the historic drill hall building on the outskirts of downtown, in preparation for an unknown future use, are running about $700,000 over budget, a city staff report states. City Council approved stabilization of the municipally owned Farquhar Street structure, built in 1866, to the tune of $4.5 million last October. Staff now say the figure is forecast to sit closer to $5.2 million. As detailed in the report, which was publicly released on Friday, the cost overrun is, due to impacts from inflationary pressures, the neighboring Metrolinx project coordination, delays due to the carpenter union strike, and additional scope to stabilize the heritage building structure. The additional funds required have been reallocated from other capital projects, the report notes. After stabilization efforts are completed, annual maintenance of the property is estimated at $15,000. City officials intend to issue a request for proposals early next year regarding future use of the facility. The city acquired the drill hall as part of a 2017 land swap deal with Metrolinx intended to help bring about extended GO train service. At that time, a $2 million budget was approved for stabilization work. However, given the deteriorating condition of the building, the cost of those efforts have increased, prompting the transfer of $2.5 million from other projects to the drill hall in August of 2021. A market sounding study was issued last summer to gather ideas on potential future uses for the drill hall. It garnered about 50 anonymous responses from community groups, most of which indicated they can't afford the needed renovations, along with six developers with no interest in the building due to its condition and its Ontario Heritage Act designation. The open call for proposals planned for next year is intended to identify specific uses and user groups. Often referred to as the Drill Hall, the yellow-sided building on the northeast corner of Windham and Farquhar Streets was initially used as a training facility for Guelph's voluntary militia, as well as to hold local agricultural shows. Through the years it has also operated as a general community hall and was occupied by a variety of industrial uses. It has sat vacant since 2006.